This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number, and bad moon rising. Looks like we're going to have a hurricane come our way, Category 1, but the storm surge will be immense, and the rain could cause lots of problems for Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and much of South Louisiana. We're going to visit with Mark Ballard, and of course we'll get his take on this storm and storms past, but we start with a renowned forecaster, John Weatherby, and John Weatherby joins us from the great city of Atlanta. And John, briefly, what in the world is about to happen?
A big rain event is about to happen, just as you described it, with some hurricane conditions, and the state of emergency has already been placed, and in effect, rain bands are now starting to work their way across Louisiana. The winds are continuing to freshen. Here's the bottom line, though, Jim. This hasn't started yet. In other words, the storm has not formed yet and become officially named. We do think that we'll see a tropical depression perhaps within the next hour, but certainly later this afternoon. Mid-level circulation out in the Gulf about 100 miles plus southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi is starting to get organized. And the computer models have been pretty consistent, developing into this a tropical storm. It will be named Barry, and potentially a Cat 1 hurricane, as you described, and it seems to be focused on the central or southwest Louisiana coast. There are several scenarios that it could be weaker and come in over New Orleans. There are other scenarios that it could get stronger and perhaps get as far west as the upper Texas coast. But certainly, Louisiana needs to be prepared for the rain event, or the kind of rain event that we don't need, especially with the soaked Mississippi River already a major flood stage. Baton Rouge and New Orleans, just saw a map a moment ago of all the New Orleans levees that are 20 feet high. The Mississippi is currently forecast to peak at 22 feet. That means levees get breached, especially on the north side of the Mississippi River, or rather to the south and northern banks of New Orleans. That's going to be disastrous. The Ninth Ward again, several parishes are already, emergency managers are already planning for that kind of rain. And in Baton Rouge, there's been a continual problem with flooding. That's several rain events over the past several months that have caused incredible street flooding with afternoon or early day thunderstorms. So all that being said, this is setting up for a real major rain event. And as we think about the history of tropical cyclones in Louisiana, that sometimes is our biggest problem. There may be a wind component to this we need to take care of. There is certainly a storm surge component. The angle of the storm, it looks like it's going to try to push water right up the Mississippi. There is going to be a tornadic component as well. That will be as any landfalling tropical cyclone generates some tornadoes. Let me put a smile on your face, though. Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel is in Lake Charles, Louisiana. He's not in Baton Rouge.
So. Okay, all right. Well, we don't want anybody to take the brunt of this, but we're in Baton Rouge. What's the projected time for landfall?
Sometime midday Saturday. Again, we need this to organize so we can get a much better track. The questions that we have this morning are timing and intensity. It's not so much whether it will form or not. We're all feeling pretty confident in the weather office that in fact, is going to happen. But it looks like midday Saturday. And one other note, the storm itself is forecast to go straight north, maybe draw a line from Lake Charles to Shreveport. If it gets that far west, that would be the line. That means some of the heaviest rains would be Monroe, perhaps Baton Rouge, perhaps New Orleans, the east side, the right side of the storm, the dirty side of the storm with the heaviest rains.
Well, John Weatherby, thank you, and we'll be in touch probably tomorrow, but thank you, and hopefully things will turn out okay. Sure appreciate it.
Hopefully everybody's okay. Jim, thank you. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you for your analysis. One of the top forecasters in our country, John Weatherby from Atlanta.